Blog
Hello,
Talk
everyone.
Radio.
I got it. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful for another week. Amen. This has been an empowered week. I am not even going to share all the great things God has done for me, because the God that we serve, if he's done it for me, I know that he's done something great for you too. We are excited this week. My husband and I are to have with us as our special guest, Minister Omi Oaks. Omi, please tell our listening audience hello.
Hi, everyone. How are you guys?
Amen. Amen. We're excited. Omi came into my life last year. Yeah, last year. Yes. We've known each other a short period of time, but in that short period of time, God connected us. Holy Spirit connected us in such a divine way. I am excited as we are here continuing to cultivate the ground here in West Virginia, a work that God has given my husband and I. We are grateful to have Omi in our lives and that we're able to share in the gospel to empower God's people with truth. And I'm not going to prolong, but Omi, I'm going to turn it over to you. If there's additional information you'd like to give, feel free to do so, and then go ahead and flow with what's in you. Amen?
Amen. Amen. I just want to elaborate a little bit. You know, meeting the Burrells has been a wonderful experience for me. As Valerie said, she and I are kind of kindred spirits. We're excited about growing the kingdom of God in this area, and it's so exciting to have someone that's like-minded, to be able to go out and kingdom build and not be afraid to share the gospel, to share who our God is. I really don't have much to say about myself. I do have a wonderful family, wonderful church home, but I want to talk about what God has laid on my heart to share with you all today. And it's coming from John, the 4th chapter, the 1st to the 42nd verse. It's a very familiar story. It's talking about the lady at the well. Just a little backstory, just a little bit. You know, I don't know if a lot of people talk about this, but, you know, it's very rare that Jesus and a Samaritan woman would be talking anyway, because male and female talking and different races talking back then was an issue. And so it's a very rare story from the get-go, from the beginning. I guess this story kind of sits with me so often because here in this day and time, we're so worried about being seen talking to someone that's not like you, or someone that may not do things your way, or may do things how the world sees it wrong. But what if Jesus would have thought that way about the lady at the well? A lot of times we don't like to share the good news because someone's not like us, but it's so easy to share the bad news. You turn on the TV, it's bad news. You talk to a friend on the phone, it's bad news. You open the newspaper, it's bad news. But today we're going to get pumped up and we're going to talk about the good news. We're going to talk about the gospel, the good news, capital T-H-E, news that we were created by the greatest entity in existence. We just take a second and think about being created by the greatest entity in existence. That right there, I mean, we could close the show on that. Well, then we could talk about the good news that even in our mess-ups, he doesn't throw in the towel on us. The good news that he sent his son to die on the cross for us, and the good news that he has risen and that his mercies are new every morning. We could talk about a lot about the good news, but do we? How often do we talk about the good news? In John 4, and it is a long passage, but I'm going to read it. Just bear with me, please. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, He left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. Let me stop right there, because it says that Jesus was wearied from his journey. When we get tired and we get worn and we think, God, we serve you, we do right, we tell people about you, we do all this, why are we tired? God, can you just give me, now if Jesus can be weary, why must we complain when we're wearied? Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus said unto her, give me to drink, for his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And the woman saying to him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. And Jesus saith unto her, go, call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast five husbands, and he whom thou hast is not thy husband. And that saith thou truly. And the woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And Jesus saying to her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father speaketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And the woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot and went into the way into the city and said to the men, come see a man which told me all the things that I've ever did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out in the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have no meat to eat that ye not know of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, has any man brought him out to eat? And Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. All right, I'm going to stop right there. I think I went a little over. I got a little excited talking about the water from the well. When you think about water, one of the first things we learned in school was that the molecular formula for water is H2O. Well, that's just science. But when you think about H2O, you think about that's hydrogen and that's oxygen. It means nothing to the everyday person because we don't care. If we want water, we're gonna drink it when we're thirsty. But when you think about oxygen, you know, the songwriter says that God, you're the air we breathe. And so you think about oxygen, and you think about God, and you think as you breathe in, I tell myself when I get upset, when I breathe in, I'm breathing in life. God is life. And so I'm breathing in God. That's the oxygen in that H2O. But God is so mindful of us that sometimes he knows that we need those extra additives to remind us of who he is in his entirety. So that oxygen, sometimes you can't see that oxygen. Even when you breathe it in, you feel it and you know that it's running your body. If you can't see it, sometimes it's hard for you to believe in it. And so with God in his entirety, he's God, but he has a Trinity. And he has his son Jesus, who he sent to die for us. And he has the Holy Spirit, that when Jesus died, the Holy Spirit rests in us as our comforter. Well, do you just think that that's just by chance, or is it that God is just that mindful of us, that the hydrogen, one hydrogen molecule and one oxygen won't make water? You have to have two. So I think that if you mix oxygen, God, and the two hydrogen parts, Jesus and the Holy Spirit, you have water in its entirety. Water being the most common and the most influential and the biggest thing on earth. It's the most essential thing our body needs. I can't explain it. I mean, I could kind of say like, oh, well, what's water? Water's colorless. Water's tasteless. Water, it's just water. But what if we had a world without water? We'd die from the inside out. Plants would die. Life as we know it would die without water in the natural and in the spiritual. So I began to think about Jesus and the water from the well. And I thought about how Jesus sat down with the lady and he wanted to begin to tell her about the water from the well. And so he said, you know, if you drink of this, you'll never be thirsty again. And she thought, what? How can you tell me that I will never be thirsty again? You came to the well and you're asking me for water. And then he began to tell her about herself. And she's like, wow, you're a prophet. You really must know what you're talking about. And so very easily, Jesus gave her water. What did she do with the water? Do you remember what she did with the water? Did she run down the street with the water? Did she sit there and drink the water with Jesus? What did she do with that water? The water that she received from the well was the information that he gave her that he was the Christ. She took that water and she ran with it. How many times do we run with our water from the well? How many times has Jesus sat down with you and said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I am the light? Yet we sit there not believing him. How many times has he told you the wrong things that you've done and told you that he loves you still and that he desires that for you to be a water carrier, and yet you continue to thirst? How many times did he want you to be the well, to carry the water? I was researching about what actually a well is in homes. Like, how does a well function? How does it work? And so the most common way to obtain groundwater for household use is through a well. And so it's kind of just like an opening in the ground. And I thought, an opening in the ground, a well, it's an opening in the ground. Ground, earth, are we an opening on the earth? We are on the earth. Are we open? If you're not open to what God has for you, how can you store it? If water runs down on a closed container, it just runs off. But if you're open, then you can receive. Once the well is that opening, the water comes down into a casing, something that is there to protect the water. What do we have to God's word? And then you have an aquifer. And then it pumps into the home. What if we weren't willing to What if we weren't willing to pump the water into the home? I'm going to be very, very honest with you. There's been times in my life where God has wanted me to be the well. To hold the water for those who need to drink. And there are times that I haven't done that. The world needs water. And it's up to us to be the well. It's up to us to be open to God's word, to listen to what he's saying, to sit and seek him and listen to what he is saying, even in the hard times, even in the struggle. It is up to us to be open to God. And when his word comes in, we are to protect it. How do we protect it? We protect it by sharpening ourselves with his word and not allowing anyone or anything to dirty your water, to make your water filthy. And then as you protect the water, then you must pump it out into the world. Pump it out into the world. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. We have to carry the water. Imagine measuring cups from the largest to the smallest, and water flowing down from the largest cup to the smallest cup. God being the largest cup, and his water is flowing to you. What do you do with that water? Do you hold it, or do you tip your cup and allow it to pour? Do you take your water to the masses? So often we get so bent out of shape about taking our water and not taking our water, or who took the water first, or can women take the water, or can men just take the water, or can you just take the water if it's Baptist water, or can you take the water if it's Presbyterian water, or the water is the water that comes from Christ. That's the water that makes you thirst no more. Perhaps when we're judging the Samaritan woman who is kind of promiscuous, we should say, if she had five men and none her husband, we would judge her and make a whole story about her being a promiscuous woman, yet Jesus sat down beside her. But yet this promiscuous woman, after a little while of sitting with Jesus, she was excited and ready to take the water to the masses. Yet we sit in church all of our lives, sit under good word, and can quote any scripture you ask us. But if you ask us to take that water outside the church doors on Sunday, we are through. So my question for you today is, what will you do with your water? Will you allow it to hit your top and run off? Or will you open yourself to becoming a well, to store the goodness of God, to be able to store the goodness of God? To be able to store the goodness of God, to be a well, to hold that. And not only to hold that, but to protect it with everything that you have. Because if you don't be the casing or the piping that protects that, then in comes the dirt and the soil. And you've seen that before. You've seen people try to twist and turn God's word to make it what they want to. That's what water looks like without a protection, without a casing. No, it's no longer water. It's mud. Protect the word of God and then go out and pump it out into everyone that will listen. You don't have to run everybody down you see in Walmart and say, do you know that Jesus died for your sins? What you have to do is show the love of God, because if you open yourself up and you become the well receiving his water, it will flow out of you. Every time you open your mouth, every time it will go before you. Every time you step into a place, that place will become hydrated. Not hydrated with you, but hydrated with the love of Christ, the presence of God in his totality. That very big existence, it's the greatest entity in the universe. Our daddy, our father, the one who loves you so much that and it loves you so much that he's not only your father, but he's your friend. I just, you know, sometimes we give large, big messages and we talk to people and some people think they're not worthy. And I just want people to understand that all you have to do is open yourself up to God and allow him to pour himself into you. When he begins to pour himself into you and you realize that he sent his son to die for you, and that he is Lord and that Jesus Christ is your Savior, things will begin to pour out of you. The water will begin to flow like never before. They said in a well you have to have, like, there's a term called GPM when I was studying and looking, and that's the gallons per minute that flows in order for the house to be an adequate house. You have to have a certain number of GPMs, gallons per minute, flowing into your house. So in other words, if the well is not, if the pump is not working and it's not flowing into the house and it's stagnant water, it's sitting in a well and it's no good. That's kind of like what God's word is. And we don't ever like to say that about God's word, but you take a Bible and put it on the shelf and don't open it and tell me what good it's doing. Exactly. No good at all. You've got to open yourself up to God's word. You've got to protect God's word. And then you've got to go out there and pump it to the masses. And see, what happens then is you become a well, and then you pump it out into the houses, and then the houses open themselves up, and now they become wells for the water. That's right. And then it just goes on and on and on. It's contagious if you open yourself up to the water. So I'm asking you today, are you going to be like the Samaritan woman who knew she had faults? But when Jesus told her that he would give her the water, that she would thirst no more, she ran in the streets screaming of his love, screaming that she met someone who changed her life. She met the Christ. So I ask you today, will you receive the water? What will you do with the water? See, because if you get the water and then you still hang around in cold places, you become ice. You have to share the water. You have to share the word because God will continue to give you what?
Hallelujah. 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 As you were ministering, as you were sharing, this song popped up in my spirit. We don't own rights to this, but I want y'all to listen to our sister Miranda Curtis as she ministers a little bit of "You Are My Strength," because that's what that water does. That water gives us strength. It gives us strength to endure. It gives us strength to go forward when we feel like we can't. That water helps to encourage and empower us to fulfill what it is that God has called us to. So we're just going to let Miranda minister to you for just a few minutes. Amen.
Amen.
He's so much more. He's so much more. We could have just went in right there. But my God, what a word. What a word. What a word, Minister Omi. What a word. What a word. You had me hollering with that H2O. Amen. That H2O. That amen. 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 Awesome word. We're thankful. Yes, he is. We're grateful for those who called in on tonight. We're thankful for those who are in the chat room. It is our prayer. It is our prayer. Our prayer went forth. We know that this word was planted into the hearts, minds, and spirits of those who had an ear to hear what the Spirit was speaking on tonight, that for every time that you doubt your ability to move in God, you're dirtying your water. Every time he speaks to you and he says to move and you hesitate, you're dirtying the water. And see, he's seeking those. He's seeking us, y'all. He's seeking us who are pure in heart. He's seeking us who will do what he says do without hesitation. He's seeking us.
to be all that he's called us to be. And I love it when you said, you know, we sometimes are concerned about, well, I'm not going to talk to them because they're different than me. And I'm not going to talk to them because they go to a different church. And I'm not going to talk to them because they're yellow. And I'm not going to talk to them, but they're purple. But our God is inclusive of every color, every denomination, everything. He is God. And besides him, there is no other. And if you say you are him, and if you say you believe in his power, if you believe these things, then there should be no hesitation and no boundary that will keep you from fulfilling what it is that God has called you to do.
Amen. Amen.
What are you going to do with your water? What are you going to do with your water from the well? That water that when you drink, you shall never thirst again. What are you going to do?
Mm.
And for some, you have to ask yourself, am I even really ready for the water? Am I really ready for the water? Because a lot of us really aren't ready. We're not ready to be carriers because we would prefer to live in our sin and say, well, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow is not promised to any of us. It's not promised.
Right.
It's
but
by his grace and mercy that new mercies we see. It's not promised. So it is our desire today that you do not delay. If you've ever questioned whether you're ready for the water, if you're feeling a tug in your spirit that says, yes, I'm ready. Yes, I'm ready. Yes, I'm ready. We want to pray with you. We want to know. We will minister to you right where you are.
Yes. Yeah.
To introduce you to that man that can give you that drink that will allow you to never thirst again. Whew, I'm excited. Huh? I'm excited. I'm excited. Praise God. I'm excited. We are grateful.
Yes.
We are grateful. Hallelujah. Thank you again, Minister Oli, for releasing a powerful word. Amen.
I am so grateful. Thank you all for allowing me to just be able to share what God has shared with me. I'm excited to see
Amen.
You as we work together for the kingdom of God. I'm excited. I'm excited.
Amen. 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 We want you all to keep your ear open as Minister Omi and I are going to be collaborating on a work in the coming months. Amen. And we're going to still talk about that water.
Yes.
We're
going to
still be talking
about
that water. Amen. Prayerfully, we are hopeful that in October, we will be able to have a women's conference here in Bluefield. Not sure whether we'll be on the West Virginia side or the Virginia side, but we're expecting that it will be here in Bluefield, where we will talk about the nurturing and the refreshing and the power of the water and how just a little sip, you'll be like that woman at the well. She got that sip and she will go. She was gone. She was ready. She started the Samaritan Woman Evangelistic Ministry right there on the spot.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Right there on the spot. And so,
hey, man, we're excited. Yes.
Yes.
It's going to be great. And we got to want you to remember that if you don't open yourself up to the water, the consequences is death.
My God.
We don't want that. We want life.
My God.
Consequences of no water is death in the natural and the spiritual. So if you can't see it in the spiritual, you don't want to see it. I'm telling you, it's one of the worst deaths ever to die from dehydration.
Dehydration,
so,
amen.
Hydrate
amen.
Yourself. Open up the book. Open up the book and carry it. Carry the cross. I'm excited.
Amen.
You got me speechless. I'm excited.
Amen, amen. Well, listeners, as always, we thank you for joining us this week. We know that this word has been empowering for you. And if you enjoy it, please share. Share this link. If you're on Facebook, share this link on your page and let your other friends and Facebook family hear this rich word so that some other folk can go ahead and get the water, use a filter, and clean out some stuff. Let Jesus be the buffer to clean your filter, so that your water can be pure, that you carry forth the word of God in an excellent way. For those who have prayer requests, find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell. Please inbox your prayer request. We'll have intercessory prayer tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Or you can email it to me at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. We are excited. Thank you all for ordering the books. Amen. We're getting great reviews on both books. They are available, My Realities Revealed, A Journey of Empowerment, and I Am His Daughter, are both available on Amazon and Barnes and Noble. So if you've not gotten your copy, please go and get your copy and allow it to empower you. As always, it's our desire that you do something every day to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. Give somebody a drink of water. Amen. Until next week, we say God bless you. We love you. Good night.